Hello and welcome back to another episode of the CrossFit Harrow podcast. Can you believe that we are 20 episodes into season 3? I feel like I have a very good one for you today. I feel that I do. You would have seen, for those of you that follow us on social media, what I had actually, and just what I'd posted this week about the journey and which is what I'm going to talk about. However, I'd like to let you know, I am, I think flabbergasted is a great word to use. I think it's a positive word to use. You can use it in a positive manner. But we have got followers of this podcast in, I need to get it up because I actually can't remember. And I looked at it last week when I was looking at the data of, like, you know, how many people are engaged in the podcast and stuff. And I was pretty impressed. I just need to find where they are from, because it's mind-blowing that there's people. Here we go. It's got people in Brazil, Costa Rica, Germany, Hungary, Indonesia, New Zealand, and the US of A. How the fuck? I'm very grateful, but I am... How it reaches you guys, I honestly, I don't know. But I am very, very grateful for the support. And it would mean that there's an element of you, you know, linking into the what I'd post about social media. And I haven't been on social media for a very long time, personally or work-wise. But just experiment with a few things work-related. And I'd posted about the journey. And I think that we live in a world that we are obsessed with the end result. We are obsessed with the destination. And I want you to think about your journey. And on that journey is where the excitement, what the magic happens. If you ask me, would I... Because there isn't... The destination, right, is... I typed it out quite a few times when I was writing that concept, caption, and a few times I'd written that there is no final destination, but I didn't know how to word it. And I think it was easier for me to speak it to you and tell you. I truly believe that there isn't a final destination for a lot of things that we do. Yeah, you can have goals and stuff, and they're not necessarily destinations. I think they're just pit stops, bus stops, fucking train stations, whatever you want to call it. I think I've spoken similar about this in the past. But I think you get to enjoy the labour of your fruits over the length of your journey, because I think on the journey, you learn so much. I can't tell you the amount of things I've learned about people, learned about business, learned about myself in the journey. Now, I can't give you a definitive of, you know, where we are now. You can certainly do it from almost kind of a bit of a cash flow point of view or members point of view, but that's not as impactful as other things. Like, how much, as I said, how much I learned about myself, people, business, and different things around that. And I do feel that we all get obsessed. And I want you to take a moment to sit back and think about, you know, what it is that you're doing, but where are you wanting to go with it? And what point for you will it end? And this kind of ties into the whole longevity process that we've always been trying to teach. But I think that the one easy way to decide that is knowing the difference between values, your values and your beliefs, right? Beliefs are what you think is true. Belief is what social media tells you to do. Belief is the expectations that other people show to you. You should have a six pack. You should be thin. You should eat this. You should eat that. You can't have blah, blah, blah. You get in the drift, right? But values are more important. So if you change your narrative to, I'm going to do things that align with my values, then you're going to enjoy the labor of your fruits even more, because it's going to be more aligned to what you want, and it's going to be more about you and what's important to you. we go through things and stages where I say, you know, people will want you to do X, Y, and Z, and I'll put their own things on you. But eventually, you should be coming up with a list of your own values. Now, what they are, it's a personal thing, right? It's up to you. But you can measure it many different ways. You could use, you know, a belief would be, let me see if I can give an example off the top of my head. A belief would be that you should have a six pack. Why you should have a six pack? Well, because the industry has told you that. But a value could be commitment, right? I'm going to show commitment to the cause that I do. That could be, I'm going to commit myself to 3 gym sessions in a week. I'm going to commit myself to 3 meals a day. So let's say, 21 meals over the week. 3 of those meals are going to be complete meals that I just love the taste of, that I know that are not the best for a fitness aspiration that I have. But for me, that's achievement, and that's still a commitment to my goal that I want. Because they're going to be, goals are, you know, subjective, and yes, you can have an objective goal, etc. But they're going to be things more aligned with your values, right? I recently, I've told you my kind of story. I have been back training. I've been eating, I say it like I've not. I don't do it. It's just been in my nature for a very long time. It's a habit. And I want to give you this real life example. And this is where I think you need to find, maybe make a list of your own values or what's important to you, right? So I haven't had alcohol for a long time. I have been pretty full on with work, with training, with name it, healthy lifestyle. I hate using these terms because it's fucking natural to me. But I have to explain, like, you know, the way that it's perceived that I'm doing it to, I do it because I fucking enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's normal to me. It's normal to eat good quality food. I like the taste of food. It's not normal for me to fuel yourself with shit all the time because it makes you feel like shit. Anyway, my point being is that as I got older, I think most of you guys, you know, same age, a little bit older, I've started to cherish like little moments in life with, you know, family, etc., and friends and family, you know getting older and stuff. And recently I was offered a glass of wine by an older family member, and I was like, in my head, and most of you will go through this, I was like, it doesn't really align with the goal of what I, you know, fitness wise that I'm trying to do, for, you know, just going on it full on for a little while. But I looked at it and thought, fuck that. I might not get this moment again, and these moments are short lived. And I need to almost keep the integrity that I'm still aligned to the things that I want to achieve, but it's not going to harm me for sharing that experience or doing that experience with a close loved one, right? And the value of having that in that moment, those things are so much more important than fucking training 4 times a week and having a fucking chicken breast with rice and salad or whatever it is that you want to eat. You know, whatever it is in that example. But that, I think I find this actually hard to articulate and how to get it out. But I guess I'm taking responsibility of the fact that part of me had that belief of I have to do this because I want that. But the values in me of, you know, I don't know, what, I guess, where could we link these values? I don't know, authenticity, maybe. What else? God, you're shouting it out to me, guys. Go on, please, let me know. I don't know what another one would be. I need your help. Self, no, I was going to say self-discipline, but that goes against, maybe an element of self-respect, like respecting the self, you know, myself in the way that, you know, that those moments are fine. But balance could be one of those, to be fair. And actually, you know, honesty in a way, because like, you want to enjoy those moments with friends, family, etc. But you, I've kind of lost track a little bit, but that's more important. And if you believe that you're supposed to be doing certain things, well, you're going to miss out on the things that are important to you because you're blinded by make-believes. And you can only believe in something that you can't see. And I think this is actually from a video that I watched on Facebook many, many years ago. This occasionally popped up. And it actually talks about religion. I'm not going to talk about that today, so don't worry. You can stay tuned in. But you can only believe in things that you can't you can't see. You don't believe in something that's true because you know it's true, right? But anyway, I think if you can sit and take time, and it might take a little while. I mean, I was sitting here thinking about it. I never actually come into this and thought actually the values are important to me. You sit there and think of what for you is, I don't know, your top five. And if you can do the things around your top five every single day, rather than the things that you believe in, where would that put you in 30 days? Where would that put you in a week's time? Generally, a rhetorical question. I mean, I don't know. Would it put you in a better position? I mean, I think it would. Because remember, we need that flexibility. You kind of got to give yourself a little bit of that discretion to make those right decisions, because I'm getting lost with this. I can't get out what I want to say, and it's probably quite frustrating for you as a listener. I'm actually very sorry. Let me take a quick mouthful of water. My main message is that we get blinded and we get so obsessed with what we're supposed to be, and we lose ourselves within that. And if we take a moment to sit back and we start to look at and reflect upon the place of where we've come from, where we've what the lessons that we've learned on the way, you know, the people that we've met, the lessons that we could have learned from those, and we reflect on those and think of how much better position we are in, or we're not, because we do make bad decisions. We all do that. And I guess that's why we reflect. Then how, if it is a bad decision, how do we change it? But if it is a good decision that we've done or we've made, then we need to think about how we can repeat that and do things that, you know, boost self-esteem, give you that sense of achievement, and not worry too much about what the end result is gonna be, because I think in our heads, we need to believe that there isn't an end result, right? We need to do now what we want to do for the future. So if one of your values is that you want to make sure that you are around for your family, you want to be able to provide in whatever way, shape or form, love, affection, finance, food, whatever it might be, shelter, you need to figure out those things that you know, you have to do those things in order to give that. I'm getting lost in it, but I know what I mean. I'm not very good at this today. But don't focus purely on what the end part of this is. I often think, when I sometimes meet new people, I ask what it is they want, and I think a lot of the times people just we don't know, and we kind of live day by day, and that's fine. That there's nothing wrong with that. But having a sense of direction in terms of finding out what your true values are and what you are as a who you want to be as a person, because I do think that we get so obsessed with this fitness world, and even in the fitness world, you can align the things of the, you know, how important certain things are. Is it important for you, you know, let's say, argument's sake, mid-40s, children, no children, social life, whatever, that you're having to refrain from seeing people because you don't want to come off this diet or whatnot, but this diet and you thinking about training in the morning and you know, we're training, we want to go so hard at training and give 100%, but for what? For us to, you know, sit at work to be the fittest person behind our desk. I don't mean that in a dickhead way. What I'm trying to say is that we kind of want to go back to that whole balance thing of we find that middle ground of that whole pie chart. You don't want to give your whole pie chart of your world to the gym. It needs to be equal. There needs to be socials in there, as in your social life with friends. That's important. You need to have partner relationship in there. You need to have, whether it's children or not children, in there. You need to have family in there. There's got to be other things that can't consume you. The theme, obviously, through these podcasts is to try and get these messages out to you, excuse me, in a certain way. God, sorry. Can't believe I just done that. And I hope I haven't spoken in riddles. I have a bit of a note of what I want to say to you, and I freestyled quite a lot of it, as you can tell this evening. But I do think it's important that we align ourselves to what's important to us, which isn't a belief, but more so a value. Give that a go. Write that down. It's going to be quite a hard thing. I mean, look, you heard me. I struggled with it. I'd have to really sit down and think what it is, really. Whether it be living life to its full potential or getting the most out of you as a person. I think, you know, how do you get the most out of a colleague, or how do you get the most out of an employee? What you try and find, in a way, like a little bit like their love language, or what's yours, what's important to you, how do you define your own list of those things. I hope you've enjoyed this very short podcast, and I haven't fucking confused you in any way, shape or form. I think it's important for us to take a bit of time to reflection. I don't want to make this like it's a serious, like, you know, negative. There's nothing negative about this. It's a good time to have that type of conversation. And I want us to think about it, because I think it will really positively impact us. I really think it will. And if it does make a difference, I would like to hear from you, because I think that sometimes a lot of us will make certain changes in life, and I think we don't do much of a good job of maybe speaking about it to people. We try and do right by ourselves, and we try to do right by others, but maybe, you know, it's not to show off or boast or anything like that. Purely, you know, sometimes it's a level of recognition, but also to be able to share that expression or that emotion with someone else. So write them down. See if you can change a view of how you train, how you perform, and why fitness is important to you, not based on the beliefs. Why is fitness important for you based on your values? That is what I needed to say to you. Oh, I'm back, baby. Not for long, because we're going to finish up in a minute. But yeah, that's what you need to figure out. Why is fitness important to you? Not through beliefs, but through the values that you want or you have as an individual. That's how I'm going to finish today, because there is a little bit more of what I want to say. So enjoy. I will be back next week. We are, as I said, we were going to do an impromptu podcast a couple of weeks ago with some of the team, but we unfortunately time got ahead of us, away with us, and we couldn't do it in the end. But we will. There's loads of conversations that we want to have with you guys, and express new ideas and new thoughts. You're probably getting a little bit bored of my voice, and there's so much more to bring to the table. But anyway, enjoy. I hope this was a good listen for you, and as always, if there's any topics that you want us to talk about in particular, please let us know. But we'll see you soon.